Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is my thrill to be with you today on Connected, and my special guest by way of phone is Ron Jones from Hamilton, Ohio. Good afternoon, Ron.
It is so good to be with you again, Sharon and Tim. We love you guys. Paul and I do. And this is just an honor. It's a delight.
Amen. Oh, well, God has done so much in your life. A lot of people that are covenant partners with He's Alive Radio got the mentoring CD a few months back, and they know, those people know your testimony, Ron. Others do not. But God has brought you through so much.
He really has, Sharon. I certainly wouldn't be alive today as we speak if it wasn't for God's grace, His mercy.
Absolutely. And we're going to come back in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about how God is faithful no matter what, no matter the circumstances, no matter the problems, God remains faithful. So hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
It is mighty and strong. My battle cry is I am so blessed. Don't worry when I'm wounded. I'll get back to the fighting. For my uniform is made of God's righteousness. The enemy knows he's already defeated. The terms of settled long ago. I have taken my position behind the cross of Calvary. My orders are simple.
Reporting for duty.
And with me is Ron Jones. And it's so good to have you with us here on Connected. A lot of days it's Tim and I, but today it's Ron and I. And what is God doing? What do you see happening? I know there's a lot of negative things happening in the world, but where do you see God in everything, Ron?
Well, sometimes, I'm going to be truthful with your audience, sometimes I don't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm serious. I wish I did all the time, but that's where faith comes into play. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to put one foot in front of the other, knowing that somehow, some way, God's going to get us through this stuff.
Yes. Now, you have gone through a lot in recent years, and a lot of people don't know this.
Sharon, I've gone through a lot in recent weeks.
Okay. All right. What is God bringing you through then, Ron?
Let me kind of bring you up to date. A lot of your listeners know about my cancer ordeal, which we'll elaborate on that in a few minutes. But just 3 weeks ago, Sharon, in fact, I'm sitting here in a chair looking at the very spot where I laid. This house looked like a crime scene. What had happened several years ago, probably 25 or more years ago, I had a botched surgery for a deviated septum. That's that little wall mm-hmm. between your nostrils. Well, the surgeon, by the way, I paid for his Porsche and his Jaguar.
Okay.
Anyway, the surgeon got my septum too thin, and it popped through. And so now I've got a hole that you could drive a truck through in my septum.
Mm.
And that, 3 weeks ago, I guess it was, 4 days in a row, that started bleeding. I'm not talking drip, drip, drip. I'm talking a faucet. Mm. Out of both nostrils, of course, I have a uninostril now on
okay.
the inside. And okay. it just hemorrhaged. There's two arteries that feed your sinuses in your head, way up in your nose, and both those arteries broke loose. And Sharon, I felt myself slipping out of my body. I had lost 25% of my entire volume of blood.
Mm.
I soaked. My wife, bless her heart, was at work, and she's not allowed to take her phone with her where she works. And I was here by myself, and I literally soaked 8 huge bath towels. You could wring them out.
Mm.
And I just didn't have the sense or whatever to call for an ambulance, which I shouldn't have. So what did I do? I called my prayer partner, Steve Hoskins, who lives here in town, and he said, Ron, you need an ambulance. Well, he sent a buddy, another prayer partner over, and he found me. I was able to crawl over to the door and unlock it, and this house looked like a crime scene. The only thing it didn't have was the tape around my body. Mm-hmm. I was dying, and I said, please, Chris, let me lay down. I just want to go to sleep. The doctor later told me if I would have gone to sleep, I would have died because I lost so much blood.
Mm.
Ended up in intensive care, had to have surgery, facing another surgery, but through it all, great song, through it all, Sharon, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
Yes.
I've learned to trust in God. He brings us through stuff like that.
Yes.
I am not supposed to be here, but I am.
Yes. You had esophagus
again.
Cancer. Yeah. And
yes.
And God brought you through a horrendous surgery, and many have died from this and died after surgery, but you are here today, still here.
And I don't know why, but I'm so thankful. I was diagnosed with esophageal cancer with a robot and an 11-hour surgery. They removed my entire esophagus. They made a new stomach out of part of my stomach. They removed 2/3 of my stomach and stretched the other 1/3 up my chest, and then over to the right, above my right lung, behind my collarbone. That's where my new little tiny stomach is. But no chemo, no radiation. Has it been difficult? Oh, God only knows. And this cold really affects all these 15 incisions. But I made it. And once
yes.
again, God brought me through.
What do you do to keep your faith up, Ron? Because faith is a victory. 1 John 5:4 says, this is the victory that overcomes the world,
even our faith.
And so faith is the victory. This month, our coaching CD is with Dr. John Polis about being rich in faith. Being rich in faith. Faith is what overcomes cancer or overcomes any problem that we face. Yes.
And it overcomes all the bills that I'm getting that are filling my P.O. box from all these ambulance rides and three different hospitals and stuff. How do I build my faith? As we speak, Sharon, there is a little CD player that has been playing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I have two CDs that I play. One is John Hagee reading healing scriptures. One is Kenneth Hagin, Papa Hagin, reading healing scriptures. We keep this on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and literally it has been planned for 2 years. When you walk in this house, I've had total strangers walk in this house and said, boy, it's peaceful in here. What's the word of God?
Yes.
And he brings peace when you're laying on the floor bleeding to death. He brings peace when the doctor said you're not going to make it. He is peace.
Yes. He is peace. And you made it, and you're making it, and you will make it. A lot of people don't know it, Ron, but you have a ministry of music, and you sing the gospel, and God's used you to travel all over the country, travel all over Christian television with your voice and singing. And you should not be singing today as a result of the surgery you had, but your voice sounds as strong as it did before.
Well, it really does, and I'm hitting notes that I've never hit before, and it, once again, but God.
Yeah.
But God, Sharon. It's God, not Dr. Phil. The doctor, the surgeons didn't do this. It's God Almighty. He did it.
Yes, yes. There are people right now that they're in hopeless situations. There are those under the sound of our voice. There's probably not a day or a week that goes by that someone doesn't have a request for somebody they know that has cancer. We have diabetes, heart disease, and the list goes on. And then there are divorce, there's custody battles, there's unemployment, and people are walking through dire situations. What would you say to them today?
I would contact me and get one of these CDs.
Okay.
Not my music. I'm talking whatever you can do to get your hands on the Word of God. Andrew Womack has a powerful, just where he just reads scripture. Just keep it playing. Keep it before you day and night. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it's worked for Paula. It's worked for me. It's worked for this recent situation with a hemorrhage through my nose, of all things. And God's Word works.
Yes.
For depression, for financial problems, for physical ailments. I don't care. For divorce, God's Word works.
Yes, it does. We will be right back, and we will be going to the Lord in prayer for the needs that you're facing today, my friend.
Afraid I've let you down. still love me. But in your eyes there's only grace now.
We are going to the Lord in prayer, and so many needs come in every day to He's Alive Radio, and God knows every situation. He knows every problem. And Ron, I believe when people call or when they send in their request, right then God sees their faith, and that's when He begins to move.
He said, if any two agree, it's touching any one thing. So listener right now, mom, dad, whoever you are, Sharon and I are going to agree in prayer for your need, whatever it is.
Yes.
If God can touch me with esophageal cancer and a bloody nose, He can touch you.
Yes, He can. Ron, would you take us to the Lord in prayer?
I would love to. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you any time, day or night, mm-hmm. with whatever needs that have arisen in our lives. Sometimes, God, there's such huge mountains we can't get over them. We can't get through them. We can't get around them. But, Lord, right now, Sharon and I agree together. It's touching this thing for finances, mm-hmm. for healing, for marriages, mm-hmm. for restoration, for wild kids. Come home, kids, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind you, Satan. We render you helpless in every area of our listeners' lives. In Jesus' name, we ask you, Father, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, that you would move for these precious people. In Jesus' name, quickly. Amen.
Amen and amen. Ron, we talked about building your faith. When you're going through rough situations, you must build your faith. And our coaching CD this month is entitled Becoming Rich in Faith. And that's our way of saying thank you to our covenant partners for standing with us for their love gift of $15 or more. And it's Dr. John Polis. And I tell you, if there's a man of faith, it's John Polis.
He is the most remarkable brother. I love him.
Yes.
And Rebecca, too.
Yes. And the coaching CD will be a great blessing in their life. Truly, it will be. And all they have to do is write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 2-1. 1-800-795-3536 or give online at hesalive.net. And we do need the support of our listeners. Brother Ron Jones from Hamilton, Ohio, you go out and you minister into churches. What could someone expect if they were to minister into their church, if you were to go to them?
Well, I'm not the normal kind of guy.
All right.
As you have found out, Sharon and Tim, you know, I don't like business as usual. It's not just the same old 1-2-3, 1-2-3, you know, an outline and a poem and a song or two. I just love to flow by the Spirit, lift Jesus up, and encourage people to enter in into the services. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. And the music, such beautiful music that you share with us, and we'll have...
Oh, shucks, you only say that because it's true.
Absolutely. but how could they reach your ministry, Brother Ron?
Well, the best way is just to check out my website, and it's real simple, www.ronjones.com. Now, there's a little different spin on Ron. It's RONNJones.com. People say, why is there two N's on your name? And I always tell them, because my mom stuttered. But it's just RONNJones.com. You can email me through that. You can, my phone number, I think it's all on there. If it's not, call Sharon. She knows it.
Absolutely. And thank you for being with us today. We love you
my
and
joy.
Paula. And look forward to seeing you soon.
We love you more.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HesAlive.net or at HesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.